Thank you for the opportunity for speaking, gentlemen. I'm not an eloquent speaker. I want to thank Irene Stern, the lawyer, for coming up. She was very well spoken, but I just have a question for you. Am I allowed to cede my 5 minutes to Ms. Stern if she'd like to speak more? My wife is here also. Are we allowed to do that, cede our 5 minutes, so that she can continue? Because she seemed to be quite hurried in her approach. Do you allow that?
It wasn't in the motion, so I would be opposed to that, but I'm open to...
Well, I don't want to belabor the point at all, if, you know, that's your feeling on it. My name is Matthew Parker. I live at 113 Rocky Road.
Let's see if I can find it here. Is this Long Creek right here?
Go down a little bit.
Here's Rocky Road.
There's Westview. Westview comes up, it comes back around, connects back up. We're from Las Vegas. We're not from around these parts. But I tell you what, my wife has learned to do when we pull out. She looks to the right and says, clear, 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 until I make the curve. And I have to look here because they come barreling down that. She's got two speed monitors here. Coming down this hill, downgrade to the left turn. And I have almost been plowed like it was already brought to your attention more than once. He put 400 off the Westview entrance here. All you're asking for is a death zone right there without a turn lane in here. The second thing is, I agree with all these other individuals in this room that live here. 8 acres, about an acre and a quarter, Long Creek, this Rocky Road area, bigger properties here. The quietness and the sereneness. There's no way you're going to put 400 units here without making a lot of noise. And no way that Johnny Morris's his little septic system down there doesn't make noise down at that end and the smell. We all bought this. We're retired now, living on Social Security, our last hurrah in life. In fact, happened to be our realtors here today that sold us that beautiful home overlooking the lake. The only other thing I'm going to say is, looking at this monstrosities over here that this person has built is shameful. Why would you want to give a man another chance to do the same thing over here? Now, in California, where I was born, they have acres and acres of poppies. Beautiful poppies. If you've been, it's a spectacular sight in the 60s. If this man is allowed to put this in here, the only illustration that I can give you is like getting the biggest dump truck in the world and dumping a pile of manure over all of it, and it would have the same stink to all of us that live there. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you. Is your wife wanting to speak?
She said, if you go up there, that'll be enough.
There we go. Is that everyone opposed? Anyone for the application? Tim, you want to come back up?
Before you have your questions, I'd like to say one thing. I've been developing in this area since 2003. In Taney and Stokes County, I finished every project I ever started. Not maybe, not because I have. It takes a lot of time and design to put a large hotel project together like we're putting over there. The time frames, I don't mind anybody's opinion. Everybody has a right to that. But it needs to be factual, and that's the problem I have with it. We built our elevator shafts last winter. We've done the site work and everything on the project. That's going to be a flagged hotel resort over there. We've got FDD signed with two of the biggest hospitality corporations in the world for that, and we're working through that because you got to meet their design standards and everything. So we've got all of our main structural design done, and we're just working through the end of that, and then we'll move forward with the hotel project. As far as on DeMonico's side, we're into phase two. I don't know if her picture showed the second building there. We're all the way up 5 stories high on that. We're just getting it dried in. We've been working on that for about 6 months. And so we did have a tornado that come down and actually hit, pinpointed DeMonico. It actually ripped the fourth floor and the roof off, picked it up, and dropped it in the parking lot. It didn't push it off. That's still a concrete structure. We built it. We tore back what was there and built what was the balance of what was there to make a four-story structure. So we do a good quality structure. And we do finish all of our products. Any questions you have, I'd love to answer.
Any specific questions, comments?
I have a question on your lower entrance on the Long Street.
Yes.
Can you explain your easement again?
The one off of Westview Drive? Or the one off down
on 86 there at the highway.
Okay. The gentleman that the neighbor there showed you a copy of the core easement. I assume that they have for their property. We have the same. We have an easement for this property, and you can see right through here. It goes right down through here. We did have the state out. It's the gentleman's name on the terrible names. It's Dusty. Whatever. With the Department of Transportation did come out. Did a site visit with me. They said they will approve a commercial 30-foot drive off of the highway, and then we've got a 35-foot easement coming in here. And then I spoke with
Devin.
And he basically went over the requirements of the county road with us and everything like that. We do have enough room in there to put in what we need, and we will follow all the guidelines for life safety and everything to do with all the roads coming in and inside the property. Did that answer your question?
What is the current width of that easement?
35 feet.
35 feet?
Yes, sir. No, I'd be happy to give you guys a copy of it.
I have a concern that that's not enough easement to build for current road standards.
It's going to be tight. It'll be tight, but we're going to get it.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, is there anyone that would make a motion for the application that's been presented? Not hearing anything, is there any further discussion amongst the commission to help spur a motion?
The issue I'm having with it is there's not enough detail in the submittal of what he wants to do. So, you know, they mentioned working with DNR. I think I wrote that in there about the sewage treatment plant. Do you have an idea of where that's going to be on the property?
You know, you have to go, before we can get our building permit through the county, we've got to go through DNR and do our degradation studies, just like we have on every other project. And we have to put all that together. We also have to do a soil erosion program. We always use Great River Engineering, which works in Taney County all the time. We'll go through all of those things before we apply for our Division 3 and get all those details to where, you know, it's up to the standards and the requirements.
Scott, would you be able to put up what the requirements would be if we approved the? Is there a list of?
It's a straight list. Each one that's going to have some different.
We will be doing a closed system treatment plant system. It won't be a. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Is this 35 foot easement a pre-recorded easement that's been done sometime in the past? Or what's the situation on that? I mean, we require 50.
Yeah, and that's an existing 35.
It's an existing 35.
And it was since the 1950s. As far as the treatment plant system, we'll be using a closed system. It won't be like a gravel filter system open to the air for smell and everything like that. It's a new bio-closed system. Same thing we're going to be using. We're upgrading our system on the DeMonico side for phase two, and the same thing system we're going to be able to use. And you can rock, you can actually virtually be right around it, and it's since it's a closed system, it keeps the smell away. We can't have that over there on the property. You know, opinions are everything, but you know, before the storm hit and we're right in the middle of construction, our DeMonico property is one of the prettiest properties in the area. I'm sure you guys have seen it, and you know, for them to say what they said about it disturbs me a little bit, but it is what it is.
Any more discussion, questions?
Well, there again, I don't like the blanket deal on the thing. It says nightly rental for all and or whole owner sales. Or you might as well mark that off. If you put that in rental and condos by the week, I don't think there'd be any whole lot of sales by that. I don't like the blank. I don't like the blanket effect again.
That's why I gave you the.
And it is very high density.
Any other comments?
I'd like to see more engineering on it too. What you've got right now, I'm going to make a motion to deny based on density and compatibility.
Even though that there's...
Excuse me, Tim. Okay. We've got a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. And the motion is to deny the application as presented. Is there any further discussion?
Before you vote, did George give the reason for the
density?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no further discussion. All those in favor of denying the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Opposed?
Vote was.
I think all opposed or all voted for the motion, and I opposed.
So 5-1. Okay.
And then Tim, you can get with Scott on what the process is, if you want to go to the next step.
Mark, thank you.
I want to get on record. I'm not against development by any stretch of the imagination. I just like to see a little more on what goes where and how. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that makes
that's
any
not
sense. I'd like to see what's going on, where the treatment plant going, you know, that kind of thing.
I can definitely get that for you. Yeah. And as far as the way we do reverse development. A lot of people hire an engineer and an architect out of somewhere else, and they come in and design everything without even looking at the property. We walk the property and look at it. If you look at my state's Monica over in Stone County, we work with the land. We staved every tree there, and there's all the lots that haven't got houses on them still have all the trees that were there on them. And so we do a good job of reverse development. We don't have somebody come in to where we're just moving, you know, all kinds of dirt and trees just to fit the buildings that they put on there. So we actually go out on the property and send them what we need so we can work with the nature. That's why you see so much green on this property. There's a lot of density, but there's a lot of green areas on there too.
So Tim, I would give with Scott again, Board of Adjustments is the next step.
Any denial has the ability to go to Board of Adjustments within a 90-day period from the date that we produce the letter.
Okay, so. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
If this comes before the board again, mm-hmm. will the neighborhood be notified?
Same notification
process. Same process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last time there was about 40
notified. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
It's a state.
You can reach out to Scott if you'd like to.
It's 600 feet within that property, and it's a state statute.
And how far ahead of the meeting? Because we only got ours a week and a half.
Yeah, we mailed them out.
We need to move on to the next case, please. If you guys have any questions, more than happy to reach out to the department. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Are you guys good?
Just keep going.
Oh yeah,
let's just keep going, man. It's rock.
Let's keep going.
We're good to go to the next.
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot longer. Not a whole lot longer. Maybe after the next one.
Yeah.
I'd be ready to recess after that.
And they still haven't showed up, right?
I haven't seen Ben.
Okay.
Probably won't.